Dr. Pinsky dictating the mail. I am Ian Dario, D-A-R-I-O, Leal, L-E-A-L, Gonzalez. Dario Leal Gonzalez was accompanied to the evaluation by a friend named Lee, L-E-E, to help with his intake paperwork and serve as a translator. According to the information obtained from the examining this session, he is a 63-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 8/23/21. Period. He slipped on a trailer floor and hit his head and back and his backside. Period. He went to Optum Urgent Care the same day. Period. He believes he injured his head, back, and groin. And about 2 months later, maybe they're gone to the emergency room again or had surgery. Period. On 12/22/21, he had surgical repair of a hernia, after which he improved. Period. However, he then developed pain down his legs. Period. He also felt back pain and cannot sleep. Period. He complains of some memory loss, comma, can't walk long distances without pain and dizziness. Period. In paragraph, as per the records provided, he filed a claim petition alleging on 8/23/21 he slipped and fell, causing closed head injury and back injury. Period. He filed a second claim petition of an occupational nature from 8/23/21 through 12/21/21. Period. He alleged repetitive pulling, lifting, and carrying caused orthopedic residuals of hernia, status post-surgical repair. Period. In paragraph per the record supplied, Mr. Gonzalez was seen at the Spirit Emergency Room on 8/23/21. Period. He stated he was using the forklift off a pallet when he slipped and fell back on his head, but did not pass out. But he went to the clinic and was told to come to the emergency room for evaluation. Period. He had a CAT scan of the head that did not show any intracranial hemorrhage. Period. He was treated and released. Period. New paragraph. Records do show he was seen at Inspira Urgent Care also on 8/23/21, presumably before the emergency room visit. Period. They in fact diagnosed him with an unspecified head injury for which he was referred to the emergency room. Period. He had blurred vision and a pulsating headache. Period. Paragraph. He then was seen by Dr. Patitucci, P-A-T-I-T-U-C-C-I, on 9/2/21 in follow-up. Period. He related at the emergency room his blood pressure was elevated. Period. He had a history of laparotomy more than 5 years ago, secondary to a knife wound in his abdomen. Period. Dr. Patitucci diagnosed head trauma with possible concussion, comma, low back strain, comma, and elevated blood pressure. Period. The blood pressure in the office was 154/72. Period. He had negative straight leg raising, but laterally intact reflexes. Period. Lumbar forward flexion was 30 degrees with side bending to 30 degrees. Period. He continued to see Dr. Patitucci on 9/23/21, stating Naprosyn did not help him much. Period. Blood pressure was 152/82, despite taking lisinopril 10 milligrams. Period. That was increased to 20 milligrams. And he was taking tramadol for pain from a chiropractor. Period. Dr. Patitucci monitored his progress through 4:19, scratch that through 11:22:21, period. He was then diagnosed with a left inguinal hernia, period. He presented with complaints of a left groin mass without pain or urinary issues. Pretty denies falls, comma, injury, comma, or trauma. Period. He had seen Dr. Iqbal, IQBAL, in the past for right groin mass that, for which he did not have surgery. Period. He did see Dr. Patitucci a final time on 4/19/22, having stopped taking his blood pressure medication 3 months ago. Period. On this occasion, it was 187/94. Period. He was deemed to have been non-compliant with this hypertension medication. Period. New paragraph on 12/22/21. Dr. Iqbal performed open repair of the left inguinal hernia with mesh. The postoperative diagnosis was left inguinal hernia. Period. I'm not in receipt of any further progress notes from Dr. Iqbal. Period. New paragraph. Prior records show he was seen by Dr. Ismail, ISMAIL, on 2/24/09. With pain in his abdomen that started 1 week ago and was peri-umbilical. Period occurs randomly and is aggravated by physical exertion. Period. He was examined and also underwent laboratory studies. Period. His diagnostic assessment was generalized abdominal pain. Period. He followed up on 3/25/09 to review his abnormal tests. Period. On the visit of 11/18/09, Dr. Ismail captured the fact that he was a heavy drinker, common drinking 12 beers per day over 10 years. Period. On October 16th, he was stabbed in the right side of his chest and had exploratory abdominal surgery. Period. Since then, he had pain but never followed up with a surgeon. Period. He was complaining of right upper quadrant abdominal pain radiating to the back. Period. He was prescribed a Prev pack. Period. Follow-up continued through 1/13/10. Period. He discussed the benefits of a repeat CAT scan that the patient declined. Period. Paragraph. He did have a CT of the abdomen and pelvis on 3/28/12 that showed no acute abdominal process, but small gallstones were evident. Period. Paragraph on 7/2/15. He was seen by Dr. Patitucci, complaining of right-sided testicular pain. Period. He was referred for surgical consultation because a right inguinal hernia was detected on physical exam. Period. He returned on 4/5/12. Put this in bold and capitalized. These records are out of order chronologically once again. Period. They need to be done correctly the first time so I don't have to resort them. Period. The paragraph he did of a visit on 4/5/12 to review the ultrasound and casting of the abdomen. Period. This was 3 years before the visit of 7/2/15. Period. On 3/22/12. He complained of pain in the right lung from previous injury and surgery in 2009. Period. He saw Dr. Patitucci again on 8/2/18, feeling well. Period. He had a normal examination. Period. On 5/6/21, he presented with low back pain for 2 weeks, radiating down the left side. Period. He was diagnosed with low back pain and was begun on naproxen. Period. He did have x-rays of the right knee done on 11/12/19 that showed no acute osseous abnormality. Period. Physical exam, head, eyes, ears. He had non-reproducible tenderness to palpation about the occiput. The rest of that is normal. Abdomen, he had healed bilateral inguinal scars consistent with surgical repair. Period. Neurologic is normal. He states the right sided hernia was done in 2015 and the left was done in 2021. Period. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower. He had chafing of the left knee, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Motion of the right hip was to 85 degrees of flexion and the left to 80 degrees, both with tenderness. Period. Motion of the hips, knees, and ankles was otherwise full and ulcerous with crepitus or tenderness. The rest of that section is normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He was tender at the lumbosacral junction as well as the left sciatic notch, but not the right. The rest of that section is normal. And go back to abdomen. Valsalva maneuvers were negative for hernia. Impressions. Dario Leo Gonzalez alleges he sustained an acute traumatic injury at work on 8/23/21 when he fell and struck his head. Period. He was seen at urgent care and then at the emergency room. Period. CAT scan of his head showed no acute intracranial abnormalities. Period. He also alleges occupational activities from 8/23/21 through 12/21/21 caused further injuries. Period. He was found to have a left inguinal hernia for which he underwent surgery on 12/22/21. Period. New paragraph. The petitioner previously had undergone right inguinal herniorrhaphy. Period. He also had surgery to repair a stab wound in the upper right posterior thoracic region. Period. Currently, he did not have any hernias with Valsalva maneuvers. Period. Decreased range of motion of both hips with tenderness that appeared to be self-limited. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the abdomen or groin. Period. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the head. Period. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the low back. And that is the end.